Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, hubby's mad. we got some issues going on the Wax Ranch, and I don't really think it's my fault. I had no idea that we have this whole other governing body or form of law enforcement. All right, so I have had my share of speeding tickets. But I've gotten out of the speeding tickets. And I, you know, tried to stay cute. I kept up with the movies. And so I rarely get tickets that I have to bring to hubby. Well, this all went down a few days ago when my son got the mail. And he opened up the mail. And I don't know why he was reading the mail, but at least somebody does. So I'm like, fine. And he starts to read that the owner of a Corvette, I have a Corvette, is now fined X amount of hundreds of dollars because they were speeding within the homeowners association. I'm like, well, that can't be me. It was one of you guys took my car. And they actually logged the time. They logged the date. I still think it could have been my son who might have grabbed the car and so I'm going to try to pin it on him. You can't see my hair. You can't see. They took a picture of the car. I mean, this is like, you know, like Metro. But it's a homeowners association. Somebody took a picture of my car. They took the backside of the car, the tushy part, so they had the license plate. And they said I was speeding like 10, 12 miles an hour. Over the 25 mile an hour. Yeah, I was going, they say, and I don't even know, I don't even remember being in the car. They said I was going 37 miles an hour in a 25 mile an hour zone. And I know some of you guys are like, well, Dr. Dahlia, you shouldn't have been speeding. I don't even remember being in the car. I don't even remember being, the time they said I was in the car, I don't remember being in the car because usually I'm either back home or I'm not home. That's a very odd time. So so now there's a hearing. There's an actual hearing that I'm supposed to show up. I think they're going to do a virtual for COVID. And I don't know to whom I'm speaking to try to get out of a ticket that's not even police ticket. It's a homeowners association ticket. And you want to know something? I'm scared. I am so scared of this homeowners association. You know, and they'll do this. There'll be a weed, a little baby weed sprouting up in the spring, trying to reach the sun and get photosynthesis. And the Gestapo captures a picture of the little baby fondling, right? I mean, just a little tiny baby sprouting. It'll catch a picture, blow it up, say, you got weeds. And I'm like, where the heck did they find it? And I'm combing through the lawn. I am combing through. I hire landscapers saying they have a picture of a weed. And I'm going to get fined. I spend hundreds of dollars on landscapers to find that one weed. And it was just a little baby sprouting. I don't get it. I don't get it. And I, for those of you guys that understand about homeowners associations, how much trouble am I in? Because I worry that I'm going to let somebody have it. I worry that I'm going to be at the hearing, and I'm going to be like, okay, first of all, who's stalking me? Right? Who's taking pictures of my car and my going in and out? I mean, what if I wanted to have an affair? No, my husband will be with me. What if I wanted to have an affair or my husband wants to have an affair? You guys are going to take pictures now? No, not cool. I mean, it's beyond intrusive. We already have enough big government. And what does a homeowners association do for you? Now, I could be mistaken. Maybe homeowners associations keep us safe. I do like the security. There are some security guards. They're pretty cool. But maybe I don't like them because they're the ones that are trying to turn me in. And I don't even remember driving at that time because I usually work and I'm either home before that time or not. I don't know. Unless I went grocery shopping, I don't know. So it really wasn't that bad of speeding. I see cars all the time speed more than I do. And I think just because maybe I cut somebody off. You can't cut somebody off. You are driving out of the neighborhood. And when I drive out of the neighborhood, I'm very careful because people's dogs run up to say hi and there's kids. This was a street that was leading to the main street. There's no homes. So I don't understand why they feel that it is their duty and incumbent upon them to administer speed zones within a neighborhood. Is it because, and you know, maybe some of you are police officers, is it because you police officers are so overwhelmed that they're like, look, we can't follow everybody into their neighborhood, so we need to deputize homeowners associations to give traffic tickets. And tickets. I get parking tickets at my own home. How do you get a parking ticket at your own home? Why do we allow this? And the worst part about it is I am paid monthly to get parking tickets, to get speeding tickets, to get warnings, having a weed, getting a naughty notice for being outside in my underwear. That was a whole nother story. Apparently, it wasn't my underwear. I was wearing Corey's underwear, and I had to move the car so I wouldn't get a ticket the next day because you can't have a car on the sidewalk or the street. And then there was a note saying we need people appropriately dressed when they go outside. I was in my husband's underwear. It wasn't mine, and my husband's underwear looks like, in fact, he goes out in his, this is what we wear to Target or Walmart. I mean, it was Walmart clothing. Can I have business casual and you have a black tie optional Walmart dress? It was my Walmart dress. Boxer briefs and an undershirt. So, if you guys think I need to bring an attorney to this hearing because I'm afraid that I'm going to incriminate myself calling them all a bunch of Nazis or whatever and telling them to go back to 1942 and leave me and my car alone and stop charging me for that service. 1-877-DOCTOR.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So are any of you guys living right now in a state that is dealing with a gas shortage? Now, some of us started to notice gas shortages before the Colonial Pipeline hack, but I'd like to know how bad it is. We are hearing that there are fights, there are lines. It almost looks like what I remember from the 70s, and I was really little during the 70s, but I remember the long lines for gas, and I remember my parents not being in a good mood. I think that's what I remember more, and they blamed it on the gas lines. And I think my mom was even grumpy the other day, and she blamed it on the gas. And I was like, what? And then apparently she couldn't get gas one day. And I went back through the PTSD I had as a kid to when my parents were upset about the gas and the fuel shortages and all that. So it's definitely not an easy time. People want to be able to go where they want to go, which makes us also maybe rethink our move to be dependent on electricity. I don't think I like that. People are not taking this, I can't get into my car, take my car where I need to go very, very well. So what we saw, what happened with the power grid in Texas, where people were stranded without power for days, now we have the opposite happening, where there's fuel shortages that have widened across the East Coast because of a cyber attack on Colonial Pipeline. Now, if the, I think the cyber attack, I'm not exactly sure what the ransom is. Usually these cyber attacks demand a ransom, and the longer you go, the harder it is to recover. And so, unfortunately, many people pay the ransom. This idea of we don't negotiate with terrorists is, I think, a fantastic one. You don't want people to think that it's going to work, so don't even go there. But apparently when it comes to cyber attacks, people are so desperate, they feel that these companies can completely ruin you if they release the sensitive information you have on your customers and all that, and then you're going to be dealing with lawsuits, that it's cheaper to just pay the ransom. So it's very, very unfortunate because I don't see these things stopping anytime soon. So the ransomware attack, I believe, happened last Thursday. I mean, it's been over 5 days. And that has now spurred this fuel crisis across the Southeast. And we have the national average for gas prices have reached about $3 per gallon as of Wednesday. I live in the West, so we have already, we were like $3.44 a gallon already on the West Coast, so our prices were already higher. But we're being told that some gas chains are only allowing people to get $50 worth of gas. Now, that'll still fill up most tanks, but that's really now starting to streamline, and you know people are going to try to top things off. And so it's a 5,500-mile pipeline system, transports more than 100 million gallons of gasoline, diesel, jet fuel, and heating oil per day, or 45% of fuel consumed on the eastern seaboard between the Gulf Coast and New York metro area. Now, Colonial Pipeline said on Monday that it is aiming to substantially restore its system by the end of the week. Gas Buddy, which operates apps and websites based on finding real-time fuel prices at more than 140,000 gas stations, according to Fox News, Fox Business, attributes the increase of gas prices to the economic recovery associated with the COVID pandemic. They don't think it was so much because of the Colonial Pipeline. And I got to tell you something. Remember when there were hurricanes coming into Florida and people were trying to evacuate and some gas stations were upping their prices? And they got in trouble. So I believe gas stations aren't going to be able to charge. I think there's so many kind of legal protections where they can't charge you $8 a gallon. I think gas prices are going to go up as a result of this, but they're saying the current gas prices, they don't think are as a result of this. They think it's because of the COVID pandemic. There was already a shortage. We don't have enough truck drivers out there. And so we aren't getting as much deliveries, and that's why we had some gas shortages in my neck of the woods. We couldn't get gas at some pumps because they just didn't get their shipment of gas. Gas Buddy senior petroleum analyst Patrick DeHaan noted that Tuesday's gasoline demand soared 14.3% compared to the prior Tuesday, while week-to-date gasoline demand is up 10.7%. Well, yeah, people are going back to work. They're going back to work. They're starting to travel, graduation, weddings, there was prom. So, yeah, people are starting to kind of, you know, move up. So in North Carolina was hit the hardest. About 28.2% of the state's fuel stations are experiencing now outages. Then in Georgia, 17.5% of the state's total stations have fuel outages. This is really alarming. Then Virginia, 17.1% of the state's fuel stations have outages. Their gas price is about $2.87 a gallon, still way cheaper than we have it out over where I live. South Carolina comes at 16.2% outages. Florida, 4.6% of the state's stations are currently without gasoline.
73% of Pensacola stations are reporting no gas, followed by 44% of Tallahassee and 15% of Gainesville. So Florida Governor Ron DeSantis declared a state of emergency, as did many others, and they're trying to keep gas prices in check, trying to get gas in. Maryland is affected with 4.1% of the state stations affected. Tennessee, 3.6%. Alabama, 2.1%. But, you know, where I really worry is apparently fights are starting to break out. There was a fight that broke out at Marathon Station. It's on the outskirts of Raleigh because frustrations were kind of boiling over, they said. Apparently in Atlanta, 60% of all gas stations are dry. 60%. That's just in Atlanta. And so fights are starting to break out. A witness said a woman tried to cut the line for gas and then screamed obscenities and spit on a man who refused to let her cut. The man jumped out of his vehicle, spit on the woman in return, and then began grappling with her. So this one thing that has happened over the last year or two, whether it was COVID, whether it was the need for toilet paper, whether it was the mask mandate, whether it was social distancing, whether it's gas, is people are becoming less, you know, for the team, take one for the country. And they're starting to be very, very selfish. And people wonder why you don't have 100% of people on board for the vaccine. I mean, the average person, when they see things like this, is thinking, well, to heck with my neighbor. I mean, that's not what they say, but, I mean, I want to do my part. I want to know that I woke up every morning doing my part. But if somebody really thought they were going to be at risk, you know, or get a side effect, and they, you know, they're doing this for people that would very easily steal their gas or their toilet paper or break or loot their store, many people out there are probably thinking, you know, I'll pass. This every man for themselves, every woman, every person for themselves is this underlying theme that keeps growing and growing. You know, World War II era, and maybe it could have just been the media. I mean, you know, I wasn't around during the World War II era, so I really didn't interview people. But according to the pictures and according to all the movies, sounded like the average American was like, okay, what can we do for our country? You need me to go to work? I'll go to work. You watch my kids for me? I'll be there. Let me work. I'll give my life to the country. Send me overseas. You need me to not eat sugar or not use, you know, fuel, ration, fine. I'll stick to my ration cards. Now, I am sure if, you know, we look beyond the media, there were people saying, to heck with this, why are we doing this? But, you know, the way the media made it look like is people really, you know, came together during wartime. And I believe a good part of the country did. Just like even with COVID, a good part of the country did the masks. A good part of the country closed down. They didn't want to, and they would have gotten fined or lost their business license. So there was some over-encompassing government overreach on that. But you did see people, you know, they did their part. We're going to lose that. And as a doctor, I really worry from a public health standpoint. Because if you have people fight over gas or fight over toilet paper, what happens when the next public health crisis comes? Right? People are starting to really dislike people, and you need to like people. If any of you guys are dealing with the pipeline shortage, we want to hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the migrant surge at the Mexico border swells to record numbers, DHS Secretary Mayorkas on Tuesday said no one is getting into the United States except unaccompanied children.
The border is closed. We are expelling single adults and families under the Title 42 authority that rests with the Center for Disease Control. We decided as an administration that we will not expel unaccompanied children.
Americans returning from overseas must provide a negative COVID-19 test before being allowed to enter. Del Rio, Texas Mayor Democrat Bruno Lozano tells Fox News this is not the case for immigrants being released into the United States.
Persons entering unlawfully that have no COVID testing, and the Department of Homeland Security was administering those tests, but they've recently called me, Dr. Eastman recently called me and told me that DHS can no longer legally administer those tests.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. The friction between the Palestinians and Israelis goes back to the end of World War II in the mid-1940s. The United Nations at that time gave Palestinian land to the Israelis shortly after the Holocaust. Still trying to find peace, John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
State Department spokesman Ned Price was questioned about at least a special envoy for the troubled region to promote the administration's call for a two-state solution.
It would preserve Israel's identity as a Jewish and democratic state. It would fulfill the legitimate aspirations of the Palestinian people for sovereignty and dignity in a state of their own.
Hamas would not be part of that proposal.
Our policy vis-a-vis Hamas is very clear. Hamas is a foreign terrorist organization, and it will be treated as such.
With a voice vote, Representative Liz Cheney, the Republican from Wyoming, has been removed by GOP lawmakers from the House conference chair. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So is porn getting in the way of your relationship, your marriage, your family life? We spoke about porn addiction. Millions of people are addicted to porn. This is something that is nothing new. But the term addiction keeps coming up. And many people who use porn, they're like, I'm not addicted to it. You watch it, you're done, it's over. But there actually is a limit. There's a quantity of porn that can actually put you in that realm of being addicted. And it's not just always quantity. It could be the repetitiveness, the choosing porn over an intimate night with your spouse. I better talk to hubby. So it's a topic that every now and then comes out, and the only time we hear about it is when a celebrity has the guts to talk about it. So Terry Crews, right, former NFL player, TV host, I think he's with America's Got Talent. I remember him from the movie White Chicks and all sorts of movies. He's one of my favorite celebrities. He's a great guy. Terry Crews opened up about his porn addiction. Very, very cool that he did this. Apparently, he and his wife, Rebecca King Crews, they made an audiobook. Let me give the name of this audiobook. It's called Stronger Together. And they were interviewed by People Magazine talking about how their 30-year marriage was in peril because of porn addiction. And a lot of couples deal with this, but they don't bring it up. It's embarrassing. I'm not embarrassed. The guys in my house want to look at porn. They look at porn. I mean, that porn exists. I'm not embarrassed by it. I mean, but to a lot of people, they think, gosh, you know, I have a partner that doesn't want to look at me, you know, or fantasize about me. They want to see these other fantasies. And you can't look at it that way. When somebody uses porn, it's not that they're not attracted to you. It's in the animal kingdom, and we spoke about this before, animals like watching other animals have sex. Remember I told you guys about my cats, Shaky Boo and Sashi? Now, I'll walk into a room, and there's these cats just sitting around. So I yell at them to get back to work, right? Or get off of their break and do what they're supposed to be doing, man their posts. And instead, I realize they just sit in a circle watching Shake and Sashi go at it. And I'm like, but why are you guys having sex on the job? So I'm yelling, no sex, everybody leave, everybody disperses. But yeah, the other cats just sit there and watch. It's like really exciting. I mean, it's really not that exciting, honestly. She just sits there, you know, and he just sits there. They just sit on top of each other. But apparently that's what they're doing. And, you know, they're a little geriatric, and so, fine. I'm glad they still have fun. But the point I'm making is, it's a spectator sport for animals, that is. And remember we spoke about public sex and how I think there's a park in Denmark or something where, yeah, you could have public sex that just ask you not to do it around when there's kids. Apparently, public sex is a thing. Or watching people have sex. So, seeing Terry Crews open up, Big Ben, Steelers quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger, he opened up about his porn addiction. So, you know, how common is this? So I saw one statistic. They said 40 million. Okay, that's 40 million who admitted it. I'm sure there's 330 million people in the United States, and you can include teenagers with, you know, the porn addiction number. So let's just say a third of the country. Right? Let's just be very conservative with that number and say a third. And so where we say it's addiction is if it impedes your ability to keep work relationships, personal relationships, do your job, when something impedes your life and has a negative, some negative effects on your day-to-day living, that's when we start to consider it an addiction. I mean, how many of you guys are addicted to food? You'd say, no, we need to eat. No, but some of you are addicted to it. When food starts to interfere with work or with, you know, oh, I can't work right now. I need to get some food. I need to eat. You know, people crash. I think food addiction is something we need to talk about and study it more, because people think, oh, yeah, addiction is just for people who are bad and do drugs. No. People could be addicted to a whole variety of things. Some of you guys are addicted to your phones. You're addicted to Facebook. So it's a substance or action, a dependency on a substance or action whose use or withdrawal impedes one's ability to maintain healthy work and personal relationships. So you are addicted to porn. If you're skipping work to look at porn, if you are skipping going to church to stay home and look at porn, and because the whole family's going to be out of the house, if you are avoiding other activities and choosing porn over that activity. Now, I get it. I get it. An underwater basket weaving class might not be as exciting. Now, but if that is something the family wants to do, and everybody's going underwater basket weaving and you try to get out of it to watch porn, that could be a problem. If you think about porn when you should be thinking about work or thinking about retirement or school, and you just can't get your mind off of when you could watch porn again, that's a problem. If you have gone without porn for a very short period of time and you start feeling ill and you're craving it or you're jonesing because you haven't had porn, and this is a biggie, if you notice you arrange your day. Me, I try to arrange my day on when I could go shopping, on when I could see some patients, when I could do some interviews, when I could prep for my show. Yeah, I prep for my show. I know it doesn't show. But if you are trying to fit in when you can get your 2 p.m. porn, that might be a sign that you're addicted to it. And it doesn't mean you're a bad person. It means you are letting this pervade your life too much. Now, Pornhub usually comes up with average times on site and when are the most common, you know, times people are watching it. A lot of the times it's, you know, during the middle of the night. Sometimes it's in the afternoon with work. Sometimes it's when family members aren't around or up. The average time people spend on sites could be anywhere between 9 minutes to 13 minutes. It doesn't have to be a lot of time. And there's been some states looking at this being a public health risk and wanting to administer laws. I don't want children having access to it. I don't want children being on it. I think there should be some restrictions. But is it a public health risk? We spoke about, I think one state was trying to make a law saying that this could hurt others because it affects your work, it affects your concentration, it affects your marriage. So, you know, when we talk about there being porn addiction and, you know, what are the treatments for it? Well, we do recommend that people try to seek some help. It's an embarrassing topic, but don't be embarrassed about it. There are people addicted to drugs, people addicted to alcohol, people addicted to tobacco, people addicted to food. Yeah, people that you could be. So you're addicted to porn. It's okay. You're not the only one. It's probably the most common addictions out there that nobody talks about. So when we treat porn addiction, we try to get to the root cause of why you're doing it. Is it because you have a hypersexual drive? Is it because you have a fetish? You like watching, you know, people having sex. That might be your thing. Is it because you're bored? Is it because you're trying to go to sleep? Is it because you have a headache and you're trying to watch it, have a self-session, climax, and then, you know, be able to get rid of the headache? So we like to actually, you know, investigate why that is, because if there's a secondary reason, we could then treat that. Then we just try to slowly have you lessen that time, and no cold turkey. We wouldn't make you cold turkey, but, you know, take holidays from it, take breaks. And when you see that you can live without it, you know, and your marriage might be better, it might kind of help you form better habits. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad, you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as we're making some movement in America with COVID, we are having, unfortunately, a little bit of a regression in terms of our variants. And this is not new news. In America, our hospitalizations are going down. We are slowing our death rate. We still have people die of COVID every day. Unfortunately, hundreds of people die still every day of COVID, but it's much less. We are almost reaching the 600,000 death toll mark, which now government agencies say it's an underestimation. We thought it was an overestimation because people were, you know, being accused of dying of COVID when it could have been flu and pneumonia and something else. But Now they're saying many of these went underreported, so it could be an underestimation. Either way, whether it's an under or an over, we lost hundreds of thousands of people. So it was real. It was so real that I still want answers as to how the heck this could have happened, and there not being much, I guess, help from the World Health Organization or United Nations or any sort of governing body or policing of what's going on in these other countries. And we're being told that the scale of this COVID-19 catastrophe could have been prevented if the World Health Organization had sounded the alarm sooner. Apparently, an international panel of experts said the leaders shouldn't have, quote, dithered with their response. And there was a, quote, toxic cocktail of dithering, poor global coordination, and thus disease was able to span the globe. So currently we are seeing over 160 million people affected by this, 3.3 million deaths globally. True, many people did recover, but it's still a frightening statistic. And, you know, why did it get as far as it did? So here we are a year and a half later, scratching our heads and our butts as to, well, you know, we need to do a more thorough investigation. We should have investigated the second we found out about this. And I understand everybody was just kind of in chaos and, you know, trying to get all their ducks in a row. But when I heard that there were thousands of cases in China by December, then that means this started months prior. And we only found out about it by December, January. I'm seeing patients on telemedicine. Telemedicine is exploding, you know, in terms of its ease, in terms of its cost, convenience. And so when people are calling in going, yeah, I have the flu, give me some flu medicine, I'm like, can you go in and get swabbed? You know, I'd like to know if this is flu or what's going on in China right now. I haven't been to China. It's the flu. Just give me my flu medicine. And because with the flu and new telemedicine guidelines, if you suspect somebody having the flu, you have to institute the flu medicine right away. Well, if those people aren't getting tested, how do we know they were flu or COVID? We don't. They don't call back. They got their medicine left. Don't call back. So we kind of had a cocktail of a lot of things that kind of put us in a position where we found out a little too late. And now world leaders are saying the World Health Organization should have sounded the alarm sooner. And there were, quote, science-denying world leaders. They had said they should have taken the threat seriously. Now, I don't know if they're, you know, accusing Trump of not taking the threat seriously. He was one of the first ones to ban travel from China. I thought that was, at the time, an appropriate move. But then he didn't want the country to panic and start kicking kids out of school and closing up people's businesses and, you know, have all that hype that ended up happening. A lot of people agree with that. Other people think he should have been a little bit more embracing of the pandemic. I think from a vaccine standpoint, him making deals with multiple companies, so we have doses depending on who wins the vaccine race and comes up first, I thought that was well done. I thought Operation Warp Speed was done as quickly as it could. So I think, you know, if they're not talking about Trump, I can understand that. If they are, I'd like to, you know, see what their concerns were with him. But my concerns were somebody should have gotten into China, looked at the labs, and started investigating, especially since there was a history of SARS leaking in 2004 with two people dying. There was history of lab accidents before. So in order to end the pandemic, they're saying wealthy countries will have to provide the world's poorest with at least 1 billion COVID vaccines by September and another 2 billion by the end of 2022. Now, this is a report where the World Health Organization has been accused of acting too slowly in the early stages of the pandemic. And this was a complaint that President Trump had brought up, and then he pulled funding from the World Health Organization. Trump accused the World Health Organization and the chief, Dr. Tedros, of being too quick
to accept data being given out by the Chinese government, which painted the situation was better than it was. Similar criticisms were leveled at the World Health Organization again after a panel of experts dispatched to Wuhan to trace origins of the virus, published a report that basically regurgitated the Chinese Communist Party theories on the origins of the virus. And the report ruled out that the virus could have leaked from a lab, and instead gave credit to a theory that it could have been imported on frozen meat. And I think Beijing tried to blame Italy for this, and the Italians were not going to have it. So that theory just didn't even, I think that got extinguished pretty quick. So Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus has been under a lot of fire for where was the World Health Organization and their robust action when this happened? Especially since, as I had discussed last February, we could use whatever data we get from China to help build vaccines. No, this came from a bat. Somebody ate bat soup. So, Trump administration feels it was a lab leak. To me, that makes sense just because of the previous lab leaks. And it isn't so much, I know many people think, well, this was a deliberate assault on the older individuals in China. This was supposed to be for population control. That's not what I mean by lab leak. I really think it was accidental. I don't know if I'm of that mindset that this was purposely designed to kill their own people. I wouldn't go that far, no. But in terms of lab leak, they've had accidents before with it. And my guess is this was an accident that was either so covered up or nobody even realized that, you know, it was on them, that when they gave it to other people and those people gave it to others, it started to spread. And I do believe that it's in the lab, and the reason why it was able to leak is because they were working on it. So were they tinkering with it? Were they trying to make it a bioweapon? That I could, if somebody said that was the theory, I'd believe that. I just don't think it was purposely released in China to kill people. I just don't think that. I think it was being tinkered with. I think they had some plans for it, and it accidentally got out. Somebody got it on them, somebody spilled, and people say, no, in the labs they don't do accidents like this. Yes, there are accidents. I fell into a freezer and knocked a whole bunch of samples off. And we had to try to put them back, and the researcher was so mad, he just said, get the heck out. And nothing spilled, but it was all unorganized because I fell into the freezer. Don't ask, I tripped and fell. And the freezer door was open, and it was one of those floor freezers. But I agree. I don't know what the heck the World Health Organization was doing when this whole outbreak happened, but I mean, there should have been teams going in and investigating, and protections given to people who were whistleblowers. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.